USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The death toll from last week's condominium collapse in Florida rose on Friday to 20 after search and rescue crews found two more bodies, including the 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter. The discovery of the child's remains was especially difficult for rescuers who have mounted an unprecedented around-the-clock effort to search for survivors, even as hopes have grown dim. This is Miami-Dade County Commission Chairman Jose Pepe Diaz.
Their expressions, it's not unlike anything I've seen before. It is very difficult to know that your loved one could still be alive and have the hope to believe that. And at the same time, just sit there and wait for that information to get to you.
An official cause has not been identified yet. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
As Democrats enter a critical stage in the negotiations over the shape of a sweeping multi-trillion dollar social safety net expansion, President Joe Biden plans to lean on a key group to sell the proposal, according to an internal White House memo, his cabinet secretaries. CNN's Ryan Nobles tries to explain how the infrastructure bill will be paid for.
They claim they're going to be able to pay for most of it without raising any taxes on most Americans, and that includes somewhere in the range of $500 billion in brand new spending. And what they're going to do is basically take money from other pots of the federal government and put it into this pot to pay for it.
The multi-trillion dollar American Families Plan will be paid for with higher taxes on the rich. Tesla managed to sell more than 200,000 vehicles last quarter, even as the company faced rising prices, a PR disaster in China, and a shortage of computer chips. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The scourge of obnoxious robocalls has resumed after a brief dip during the early months of the pandemic, but a new prevention program developed by the Federal Communications Commission, which officially went into effect this week, could begin to offer some relief later this year. The program called Stir Shaken is a set of technical standards that mobile carriers are required to adopt to help prevent call spoofing, a tactic used by robocallers to make an incoming call look like it's from your area code so you're more likely to pick up. The deadline for most big carriers to implement the standards was Wednesday, and the major carriers have all said they've signed on. Former President Trump visited the border this week. Lance Pry has more.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.